Well, for the second straight day, rain caused problems at the state boys baseball tournament. This time, however, the rain yesterday has made them become much more creative about the schedule. In action that got underway yesterday early, Class 2A quarterfinal that was postponed from Monday, Davis County beat Roland Story 6-0 to advance to the semifinals. Only one of the four 3A quarterfinals scheduled for yesterday got in, and that was Waverly Shellrock posting a 6-0 win over Vinton Shellsburg. Now, the other three 3A games were postponed yesterday, never got started because of the rainfall, and so they've had to get creative today. They're going to start at 9 o'clock this morning with two games on tap. One of them will be played at Principal Park in Des Moines. That'll be Boone playing Sergeant Bluff Luton. And then another game at 9 o'clock this morning will have Pella facing Dallas Center Grimes. That game has been moved over to Southeast Polk High School. Then at 11:30 this morning, they'll finish off the 3A portion of the tournament as Harlan will play Dubuque Wallert. And that game also will be played at Southeast Polk High School this morning. That one starts at 11:30 today. Now, in addition to those three games, they're also going to play the four regularly scheduled Class 4A quarterfinal games at Principal Park. At 11 o'clock this morning, top seed Waukee will face North Scott. At 1:30, it'll be Sioux City East playing Southeast Polk. At 5 o'clock, Cedar Rapids Kennedy battles Davenport North. And at 7:30 tonight, Iowa City West will play Des Moines East. Now, if all this plays out as scheduled, that would mean the tournament would be back on schedule by tomorrow. Also in high school baseball, the Rolling Valley Conference has announced its baseball all-conference teams and the softball all-conference teams as well. Let's take a glance. The Rolling Valley Conference boys baseball first team all-conference selections include pitchers Tyler Jacobson of Exira EHK and Zach Cleefoot of Exira EHK. The catchers, Eric Brolman of Coon Rapids Bayard. Infielders include Keaton King of West Harrison, Isaac McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard, Brady Danner of Glidden Ralston, and Drew Peppers of Exira EHK. First team outfielders include Keegan Hosfeldt of CAM, Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Noah Pettipier of Exira EHK. A couple of utility selections include Trace Tickner of CAM and Noah Borkowski of Glidden Ralston. Second team all-conference baseball selections include pitchers Clayton Christensen of Glidden Ralston and Josh Esdor of Coon Rapids Bayard, catcher Austin Stelk of Arweva, infielders Garrett Rice of Woodbine, Jared Hansen of Exira EHK, Jared McKee of CAM, and Derek Shirky of Arweva. Outfielders on the second team include Marcus Doherty of CAM, Brandon Riley of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Chris Brown of Glidden Ralston. Utility selections Ethan Reif of West Harrison and Jake Danner of Arweva. On the softball side of things in the Rolling Valley Conference, first team selections include pitchers Annie Henderson of Charter Oak Ute and Lauren Malberg of Glidden Ralston. The catchers Kelsey Winnett of Coon Rapids Bayard. Infielders are Ashley Ewalt of Charter Oak Ute, Emily Meadows of Charter Oak Ute, Holly Handlos of Glidden Ralston, and Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK. First team outfielders include McCarley Smith of Charter Oak Ute, Meredith Grossman of Glidden Ralston, and Felicity Jackson from CAM. And a couple of utility picks include Mandy Misick of Charter Oak Ute and Taya Hansen of CAM. Second team all-conference softball selections include pitchers Grace Reinecke of Booyer Valley and Maggie Rasmussen of Exira EHK. The catchers Lauren Green of Charter Oak Ute. Infielders include Dre Grossman of Glidden Ralston, Mara Burmeister of Exira EHK, Sarah Sparks of Glidden Ralston, and Kennedy Madsen of Exira EHK. Second team outfielders include Morgan Shearer of West Harrison, Jenna McCall of Charter Oak Ute, and Rachel Walker of Exira EHK. And the utility picks include Glidden Ralston's Avery Schlebaugh and Rachel Riker of CAM. Also, the Western Iowa Conference announced its baseball and softball all-conference picks. On the baseball side, first team selections include pitchers Noah Allman of Missouri Valley and Ben Chapin of Trainer. The catcher is Riley Wallers of Logan Magnolia. Infielders include Lee White of AHSTW, Brady Charbonneau of Logan Magnolia, Cody Eyscheid of IKM Manning, and Grant Mantle of Trainer, along with Dion Coffey of Tri-Center. First team outfielders include Caleb Wichman of Underwood, Sam Wegner of IKM Manning, Justin Miller of Missouri Valley, and Dion Coffey of Tri-Center. Also, utility players include C.J. Kyle of Missouri Valley and Stephen Jacobson of AHSTW. Second team selections include Connor Handy of Tri-Center and Kyle Wegner of IKM Manning. They're the pitchers. The catchers, Brandon Huebner of Tri-Center. Infielders include Mickey Williamson of Audubon, Josh Lang of Audubon, Brett Daly of Trainer, Jake Reynolds of Griswold, Caleb Harrison of Tri-Center, and Austin Hayner of Logan Magnolia. Outfielders on the second team include Jared Volstead of IKM Manning, Dylan Robinson of AHSTW, and Ty Radcliffe of Trainer. Utility picks include Jamison Muxfelt of Logan Magnolia and Drake Reber of Griswold. Now, on the softball side, First-team all-conference picks include pitchers Abby Strait of Logan Magnolia and Peyton Gross of IKM Manning. Catcher is Taylor Frayne of Riverside and Emma Bonnet of Underwood. Infielders include Kaylee Christensen of Trainer, Bailey Jansen of Missouri Valley, Lexi Killinger of Trainer, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, and Laura Hempel of Trainer. Outfielders on the first team include Miranda Hansen of IKM Manning, Haley Stevie of Missouri Valley, and Sarah Dyson of Trainer. Megan Wilson of Logan Magnolia is the utility pick. Second team all-conference softball selections from the Western Iowa Conference include pitchers McKenna Waffle of Trainer and Paige Livermore of Missouri Valley, catchers Bailey Anderson of Missouri Valley and Madeline Ditchler of Trainer, infielders Abby Youngren of IKM Manning, Brooklyn Lehan of Tri-Center, Andrea Nully of IKM Manning, Shay Tarks of Underwood, and Jaina Olson of AHSTW. Outfielders include Jenna Peschel of Logan Magnolia, Alex Flippin of Griswold, and Carly McConnell of IKM Manning, and the utility pick is Abby Carlson of Logan Magnolia. Major League Baseball action last night. Joey Votto hit a three-run homer in support of Mike Leake, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0. Votto is the hottest hitter in the majors since the All-Star break, hitting .561. He also walked, singled, and doubled, giving him a National League leading 37 multi-hit games. Leake allowed 4 hits and 8 innings to win his 4th straight start and allowed just 2 earned runs in his last 30 innings for a .6 earned run average. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat San Diego 4-0, Miami over Washington 4-1, Colorado beat Chicago 7-2, and Milwaukee over San Francisco 5-2. In the American League, Eric Hosmer's homer with 2 outs in the 9th inning lifted the Kansas City Royals to a 2-1 victory over the Cleveland Indians, who have lost 8 straight at home, their longest home losing streak in 40 years. Hosmer hit a 3-2 pitch from Trevor Bauer over the wall and right for his 11th homer. That shot came one pitch after Indians catcher Roberto Perez threw out Lorenzo Cain trying to steal second. When his homer cleared the wall, Hosmer pointed toward Kansas City's dugout, which was celebrating wildly. Wade Davis pitched a perfect 8th, and Greg Holland worked the 9th, getting a nifty ground out and a game-ending double play for his 22nd save. Elsewhere in the AL, the White Sox beat Boston 9-4, Tampa Bay over Detroit 10-2, the New York Yankees roughed up Texas 21-5, and it was Houston over the LA Angels 10-5. In interleague play, Baltimore beat Atlanta 7-3, Philadelphia over Toronto 3-2, Pittsburgh beat Minnesota 8-7, Arizona topping Seattle 8-4, Oakland beat the Dodgers by a 2-0 final. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has sacked Tom Brady once again, but the NFL Players Association will seek a roughing the passer penalty. Goodell has upheld the 4-game suspension that league executive Troy Vincent gave to the New England Patriots quarterback in May. Brady was punished for his role in using underinflated footballs during the Pats' blowout victory in the AFC Championship game. Goodell said the 3-time Super Bowl MVP told an assistant to destroy Brady's cell phone on or just before March 6th, the day Brady met with independent investigator Ted Wells. The text messages were critical to Wells' investigation because they could have shown details of Brady's communication with the equipment managers blamed for deflating the footballs. Brady's agent called the appeal hearing a sham and said Goodell failed to ensure a fair process. The NFL Players Association said in a statement that it would appeal in court. However, the league has made the initial legal maneuver by filing action in U.S. District Court in New York against the union, saying the NFL commissioner has the right under the labor agreement to hand out such discipline. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.